This is your daily scripture reading with Evangelist Charmaine Wong. Today, our scripture reading will be taken from Psalm 140. Here beginneth. O Lord, rescue me from evil people. Protect me from those who are violent, those who plot evil in their hearts and stir up trouble all day long. Their tongues sting like a snake. The venom of a viper drips from their lips. O Lord, keep me out of the hands of the wicked. Protect me from those who are violent, for they are plotting against me. The proud have set a trap to catch me. They have stretched out a net. They have placed traps all along the way. I said to the Lord, "You are my God. Listen, O Lord, to my cries for mercy. O sovereign Lord, the strong one who rescued me, you protected me on the day of battle. Lord, do not let evil people have their way. Do not let their evil schemes succeed, or they will become proud. Let my enemies be destroyed by the very evil they have planned for me. Let burning coals fall down on their heads. Let them be thrown into the fire or into the watery pits from which they can't escape. Don't let liars prosper here in our land. Cause great disasters to fall on the violent. But I know the Lord will help those they persecute. He will give justice to the poor. Surely righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence." Here ends the reading of God's holy words. We honor it by saying, thanks be to God. If you have not yet received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to start. Simply repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me thoroughly in your blood. I believe that you, Lord Jesus, is my Lord. I believe that you are my Savior. You died on the cross for my sins. You were buried and raised from the dead. You are ascended to the heavenlies and seated at the right hand of the Father in power. I believe that you sent the Holy Spirit just as you promised. I believe that today my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. St. John 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you repeated that prayer and you truly meant it with all your heart, I believe that you are now born again. Welcome to the body of Christ. Heaven is rejoicing for you. Find a Bible-based church near you. Begin attending regular services. Get baptized. Read your Bible and pray daily. And don't forget to testify about the love of Jesus and tell them about him. Give others the opportunity to know him. God bless you, and may he continue to sustain you unto the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Until next time, goodbye.